Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Jim, we spoke to you on Friday.
Yes, indeed.
Many's an international you've been at. Many's an international you will go to. What did you as a fan make of them on yesterday?
Much as what Ruth said there, that 13 points up, looking good. But then in the last 10 minutes, Wales came, in the first half, Wales came back into it. And as I say, something Friday, Frank, it's a psychological game. So as you know, you think that you're going to go 13 points up and you're holding on to the second half and then going to push on ahead. But then you get that wee chink. Wales got that wee chink of sunlight there, and they really sort of hammered it home there with when they scored. And then it was a game, it was just a game of, it was a brutal game when you think of it, Frank, that the tackles that were going in and the stopping and the phases of play. Wales there had 27 phases in the second half, you know, when they were trying to march down and get either a drop goal or trying to get Ireland to sort of go over the top or give away a penalty and another 3 points. So it really was a ding-dong match, Frank.
Why do you think they'll do in Paris?
Well, as Ruth was saying there, that France weren't really, they weren't sort of taken, they weren't really impressive against Italy, although maybe Italy played very, very well. If Ireland keep their head down and keep the work rate up, it's not very often you get a win in France, mind you, but they could come away with something. But it's a bit of a downer now when they can't go for the Triple Crown and they can't go for the Grand Slam.
Yeah,
a draw's a no-no, Frank.
Well, at the end of the day, they could still win the championship, and that's probably what we'd be hoping for. Jim, thanks for being Frank's fan on the rugby for this time round. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank. Lovely to hear you.
Good stuff. That is Jim Fenty. Goes to lots of the rugby matches, and if you are the sort of person who enjoys an international and you go to the games, we'd love to hear from you. I'll give you more detail on how you could give us an analysis of what you think is going to happen on the Friday, and then a look back on the Monday. You could sort of be our person for the next big game.